Hello, hello, hello. Who missed me? I definitely missed you people. And I'm so sorry. I apologize. Since January, I haven't made any podcast, and I'm so sorry for that. I'm back again, and I promise to be consistent this time. And hey, if you're listening for the first time, my name is Emed Young, and this is In Between the Lines podcast. And in Between the Lines podcast, we just take time to share stories from the Bible, from everyday life, and just kind of try to read in between the lines, you know, try to look for the message in the message. Today, I want to talk about a topic that has been on my mind. Actually has been on my mind since the first podcast I made for this year. And I really do think that there's somebody who needs to hear this, because I don't understand why God has been hounding me, like literally hounding me, that I must do this podcast. In my first podcast, it was just kind of welcoming people into the new year and talking about the fact that if you must survive 2021, and if you must do away with the anxiety that many people enter 2021 with, you know, the anxiety and the fears that we carried over from 2020, like we're so optimistic about 2020, but look how it turned out, how we sure that 2021 is not going to fail us. If you haven't listened to it, just please go and look for it. The first podcast I made for this year, January 2021. So I remember I said that one of the things that will really help us to survive this year is being able to hear God, like really having a genuine relationship with God. And we've already begun to see there's so many things happening already, 2021, so many things, there's so much drama already going on in the world. So there's no way, And again, I'm talking to Christians here. If you're not a Christian, you might want to consider becoming one, because I don't really know if there's any other way that you're really, really going to survive, you know. So if you're a Christian, this is the year to take your walk with God seriously. This is the year that you really want to hear God for yourself. This is the year that you really want to listen to God. And that's very important, because hearing and listening are not the same thing. Some people can hear God. In fact, I believe that every born again Christian can hear God, but then not everybody listens to God. That hearing God is one thing, listening is another thing, and now obeying is a whole different ballgame. I kind of just really emphasized being close to God, hearing God, you know, just being able to hear God for yourself. That's the way to survive this year. After I made that podcast, kind of occurred to me that hearing God is kind of a mysterious, difficult topic for many people. So I said, okay, my next podcast is going to be how to hear God. So here we are. I don't even want to do long talk. I'm not going to bore you with stuff like 5 steps to hearing from God, 10 steps to all those exercises and, you know, spiritual acrobatics. I mean, those things are cool, but that's not what God laid in my heart. So what I just want to do today is demystify hearing God. If you grew up in the church like I did, growing up, there's so much mystery and secrecy and, I don't know, silence around hearing God. I grew up thinking that hearing God was only for pastors, because, I mean, they have to hear God to know what to preach to us, but then every other person can just go on living their life. So hearing God was such a mysterious thing growing up. You know, there was such mystery attached to it, and it was like hearing God was for a selected few. And even as a child, even today, there's some churches, there's some people that if you, as a young person, you tell them, oh, I heard God say, or the Holy Spirit told me, there's a way they look at you like, oh, who are you? Like, who are you to hear God? You never reach that level. You know, there's so much mystery around hearing God, and it's not so mysterious. It's not as mysterious as we're brought up to believe. It's not as difficult or some hidden thing that you have to search and search and search, and until you reach a certain age and knowledge and standing in God and in the spirit realm for you to be, come on.
My purpose here in this podcast is to demystify hearing God. Hearing God is actually simple. Like I said before, I believe that every born-again Christian can hear God. However, a lot of us are not tuned in to hearing God. Let me start with that. A lot of us are not tuned our spiritual senses to be able to hear God. It's like you want to listen to a radio station. Okay, if I want to listen to, say, Wazobia FM. Wazobia FM has a frequency. So until I tune my radio to that frequency, I will not be able to hear Wazobia FM. Sometimes you tune to a wrong station, you know. You tune to static. You tune to noise. Until I tune my radio to the correct frequency that belongs to Wazobia FM, I will not be able to hear Wazobia FM. You're born again and you have the capacity to hear God, but you must tune. You must tune your spiritual senses. You must tune your heart. You must tune your mind to the frequency of heaven to be able to pick up signals that God is sending, to be able to pick up what God is saying, to be able to pick up what the Holy Spirit is saying. That being said, another reason I think that many Christians can't hear God is some are not just interested, but then there are people who are interested, but they are truly lost, you know. And they, like I said, so much mystery. Hearing God is not so mysterious. Hearing God is simple. Hearing God is actually one of the first things that should happen in your life after you give your life to God. So after you become born again, you are baptized. And you know, funny enough, some churches emphasize people receiving the gift of speaking in tongues over, I think when a Christian, somebody is just born again, I think what we need to really focus on is getting that person to hear God for themselves before we even start talking about, oh, speaking in tongues and all of that. Because we tend to put so much emphasis on speaking in tongues and manifesting spiritual gifts. I believe that if you can train somebody to hear God for themselves, then there are a lot of things that will just naturally follow. A lot of things that we preach about and we keep hounding people about, oh, dress modestly, oh, a Christian should not do this, a Christian should not do that. I believe there are a lot of things that if people can hear God, like really hear the Holy, have the Holy Spirit in them that speaks to them and leads them and guides them, there are certain things automatically you will not be able to do. There are certain things automatically you will not be able to go. I mean, there are times I put on a cloth in the morning and I can literally hear the Holy Spirit tell me, like, really? Do you really want to wear that cloth? Are you sure you really want to wear? I mean, sometimes I have very funny and crazy conversations with God, but I mean, that's, he's our friend as well as our father. So sometimes he just comes with that gentle friend, you know, like your best friend trying to advise you, like, babe, I know things say you're supposed to wear that clue too. And sometimes he just comes like a father rebuking you and all of that. So There are many dimensions, but the important thing is that if someone is able to hear God, like have the Holy Spirit and listen to the Holy Spirit guides them on everything that they do, we will not need to preach so much. We will not need to enforce doctrines in churches so much. We will not need to. So how simple is hearing God? Hearing God, I will use God and the Holy Spirit interchangeably, because I mean, God lives inside of us, you know, as the Holy Spirit. So hearing God is as simple as reading your Bible. Yes, I said it. Hearing God is as simple as reading your Bible. Okay, and I mean, as you grow in your walk with God, of course, you're supposed to also grow, you know, in the way that you relate with God. So, dreams, visions, revelations, what again? Trances, hearing an audible voice in your ear, all of those things, they are methods that God uses to speak to us. Okay, however, don't put yourself under that pressure of, oh, I must dream, I must see a vision. For the longest time, I couldn't hear God because I was, you know, like I said, I grew up with this mystery around hearing God. So I was always looking for some supernatural happening to know that, oh, this is God speaking to me. Maybe I want a strong breeze to blow me, or I just wanted a loud voice saying, Amen, young, my daughter, or just lie down in my room and a bright shining light to just come from heaven. You know, dramatic things, dreams, I wanted to dream and all of that. So for the longest time, I was actually very worried at the point in my Christian walk where I started desiring to hear the Holy Spirit, and it wasn't happening. In my opinion, it wasn't happening because it wasn't happening the way I expected it to happen. So I felt like, what's wrong with me? I could not hear God, you know, but God was speaking the whole time, but I was just expecting dramatic things. So it hindered me for a while until I came to the understanding that God is not always in the dramatic. Okay. And those things are cool. I mean, I'm primarily a dreamer. You know, when I actually grew in my work with God, I discovered that dreams are actually a major way of God speaking to me. But God had to allow me to learn how to really recognize His voice so that I will not depend on dreams, because dreams can be very trickish at times. And then some dreams are kind of difficult to understand, so you have to wake up and start looking for interpretation and all of that. So God had to take me through these other routes, you know, so that when I have a dream, I can even know that, oh, this dream is from God, or I can even know that, oh, this one is not from God, or this one is in my mind. I just see one fine guy, I like the guy, see him for my dream. God had to take me through this other route so that I will not make mistakes. I will not solely depend on my dream. And another thing is that dreams will not really help you. So my pastor used to ask me one thing. He used to say, if you are somewhere and you need to make a decision, like you need to make a quick decision, say you are at work and there's something that needs to get done and you need to make a decision at work, what are you going to tell your colleagues? Please give me 5 minutes. Let me just sleep. If I just sleep like this 5 minutes, I will dream and I will have the answer. And I will have the solution to the problem. You know? So that thing really used to get to me. Like, I'm like, Omo, if you go somewhere, you know, just you're in public, you're somewhere. Because the Holy Spirit is supposed to, you know, we're supposed to depend on the Holy Spirit for every decision that we take. So you go somewhere and you need to make a split decision. You need to make a 2-3 minute decision. So you now tell those people, please just give me 5 minutes, let me sleep. Okay, so that thing really got to me, and then it really taught me that dreams are good, but I need to utterly learn how to depend on the Holy Spirit for every day, every minute, day-to-day decisions, minute-by-minute decisions. What he even actually taught me was learning how to communicate with God frequently and throughout my day. Because, you know, another thing that hinders us from hearing God is that we put God in a box. We put God in a time frame. So we talk to God in the morning when we wake up, and we talk to God at night when we sleep, and then we go through the whole day behaving as if God does not exist. That's another thing that hinders us. We're supposed to be in constant communication, frequent communication with God. The Bible says that men ought always to pray and not to cease. So that means I should be praying. So what it taught me was to be in constant communication with God. So I'm praying throughout the day. I'm in public transport, I'm praying. I'm in the minibus, I'm praying. I'm walking on the road, I'm praying. I'm sitting at the desk in my office, I'm praying. I'm in the kitchen, I'm praying. I'm in the bathroom, I'm praying. So it just taught me how to be in constant communication with God. I want to do even little things. My boss wants a report in 10 minutes, but I was already working on another thing that I was also supposed to submit. So I quickly, oh Holy Spirit, help me. What do I do? What do I do? Which one should I do first? You know, how do I finish this thing in the time frame that is given to me to do it? There's something that needs to be done. There's a decision I need to take at home. Oh, I want to go to the supermarket. And this has really worked for me. So there are times I want to buy stuff. And I don't really know, like, I don't really go to the market that often. So don't judge me. I don't like it. Maybe I'll explain it another day. But I don't like going to market. So I go to the market and I don't really know, like, quality stuff. I cannot really differentiate between, oh, this is good quality and this is bad quality, or the price range. I'm not familiar with the price range for this thing I want to buy. So I quickly go, oh Holy Spirit, please direct me to a good shop. Direct me to a place where I will buy quality for cheap price. It's funny, but I mean, I'm trying to save money, okay? So I'm like, please direct me to where I will buy quality for cheap, where I'll buy quality, you know, for a pocket friendly price. And truly, it has worked for me. Like, I will buy something and come back, and people will look at me like, oh, this thing is so expensive. I know some people just look at me and say, ah, you're a big woman, and see what you're wearing, see what I see. If I tell you how much I really bought this thing. So I mean, stuff like that. So say for instance, now I want to go and buy a shirt. So now I have to sleep and say, Holy Spirit, I want to see in the dream. No. I had to learn to take my mind off of all those dramatics. Like I said, those things are good. Dreams, visions, revelations are fine. And as you progress in your walk with God, you should actually get to that level. But if you are just starting out, like wanting to hear God, the word of God, and even the visions, the dreams, the revelation itself, it is still from the word of God. Because you can only hear God to the extent of the word of God that you have inside of you. I'm going to say that again. You can only hear God to the extent of the word of God that you have inside of you. Because when the Holy Spirit is speaking to you, the Holy Spirit is going to take from the word of God that you have stored inside of you. It's from the word of God that you've stored inside of you that the Holy Spirit brings up and reminds you. And that's what we actually call Rhema. See, Rhema is not this thing of, if you are misinformed, you'll be malformed, aspire to acquire the desire you require before you expire and retire. That's not I'm sorry, but that is not Rhema. Rhema is simply the word of God that is active in your life and your specific situation at this moment. Is the revealed word of God. So is the word of God, but then it is revealed in a way that you have never seen it. The word of God coming alive in that particular moment for you. So I'm going to cite an example. There was a time I was broke and I had just 200 naira on me, and I was going to work, and I walk. My office is not far from my house, like a 10-15 minutes walk. So I like to walk every morning, and I like to use that 10-15 minutes to just pray, meditate, worship. So I was just contemplating that moment of God. Like I said, I talk to God like about anything, everything. Like sometimes I just gist with God. It's like I'm just pouring out my heart to my best friend. So I could just tell him the way they do me. So that morning I was like, God, it's 200 naira that is left. And you should have said you will not allow me to be stranded. And this 200 naira, I'm supposed to go to church. And I'm supposed to eat today. So if I use this money to eat, I know we'll go to church. If I now say, let me go pay transport to church. See, one guy will finish me. I may not even have strength to now go to the church again. You know, I was just contemplating, like, just talking to God, like, it's just 200 naira. And this 200 naira, after this 200 naira finish, so I don't know where the next one will come from. So I was just talking. And immediately I heard, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And see, that's a regular, we've all recited it since we were small. The Lord is my shepherd. We all know Psalm 23. But see, that morning was like a light bulb went off in my head. I saw Psalm 23 in a whole new light. And then when I got to the office, the Holy Spirit just kept leading me. I opened it in different translations. It's a translation that says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need." It's another translation that says, "The Lord is my shepherd, all my needs are provided," or "all my needs are met." You know, different translations. And then one of the ways that the Holy Spirit speaks to me is he drops questions in my heart. So that's one of the ways that I know that God is talking to me. Like, there's a question drops in my heart, and in the process of finding answers to that question, then I get to understand what God is saying to me. So God asked me, "What's the relationship between the shepherd and the sheep?" And I'm like, you know, when they ask you a question, you want to think deep. He said, "No, literal shepherd, like physical shepherd and sheep." He said, "Go and study the relationship between the shepherd and the sheep." And I went on Google and I started studying. I looked for articles. And when I studied, the one thing that stood out to me, and I know that that was what God was telling me, was the sheep does not wake up in the morning and say, "Hey, what will I eat today? What will I drink? Where will we go? Where will we go see grass? I mean, make we go plaza side. I mean, make we go that bank area. Where will we go see food? Or where will we go see grass?" The sheep doesn't have such worry. The sheep's only responsibility is to follow the shepherd. The sheep is not responsible for thinking about where he's going to find food or where he's going to find water. The only responsibility of the sheep is to follow the shepherd. And the sheep knows and is very rest assured that as long as he follows the shepherd, it's going to find food and it's going to find water. And when I read this thing, I was like, "Wow, okay, I get it, God." And to even show that, okay, God was actually at work in all of this. So that morning, like, you know how God just gives you signs to show you that, yes, I'm involved in this. I hear you. I know you. You know, when they say God sees us, he knows what you need. You know, sometimes we tend to forget that God actually knows what we need. And I decided that, okay, God said I should not worry, but me, I'm going to go and buy food with this 200 naira. And then, however I'm going to go to church, God is going to make a way. So as I just stepped out, because I had to step out like of my office to buy the food, as I just stepped out of my office, a guy was driving in. Somebody that I know, I've been talking to. He was driving in as I was going out. And I could see that he was trying to tell me something, he was trying to gesture to me, but he was kind of far away, and I could not, I no get power, make a waka go dey meet him. You know, so I'm like, "Oh, see, you're going inside now, let me just buy food. I'll come and meet you inside and you'll say what you want to say." So when he drove inside, as I was still trying to get the food, the guy calls me and he's like, "I was saying, please let me buy breakfast for you. Let me just buy breakfast for you. It would be such a pleasure for me to buy breakfast for you this morning." I'm like, "Okay." And I said, "Send me your account details. Let me just send you the money." Like, "All right." I sent my details. This guy gave me 1,500 naira. I'm like, he said, "Please just manage it though. It's just for breakfast. Some other day I'll do better." I say, "Hey, 1,500 naira for breakfast. Breakfast. We'll be saying that 200 naira I won't take by and before. Hey, and he tell me manager." But you know, as a classic girl, I had to form. So I was like, okay, thank you very much. Thank you so much. Said, "Manager," I said, no, it's fine. I mean, it's just for breakfast, right? So it's okay. What even led me to all of this is that there are times when God will speak to you, like just speak to you, like saying that your friend, they talk to you. Sometimes God speaks to me in pidgin. Sometimes he speaks to me in my language. But primarily is the word of God that you have inside of you. Somebody says that your heart, I mean your spirit, is like a sponge. So if you soak a sponge in clean water, when you squeeze the sponge, na clean water go come out. If you soak a sponge in dirty water, so basically, whatever you soak the sponge in, when you squeeze the sponge, now waiting go come out. So it is what you soak your heart, what you soak your mind in, what you fill your heart with. In the time of trials, you know, when pressures come, when things come to press you, now waiting you take soak your mind, now go come out. That's it. Basically, what I'm trying to say is, read the word of God. You want to hear God, open the Bible. And see, don't let anybody pressure you. If you open your Bible, as long as you have read your Bible in one day, you have heard God. If you go out and somebody says, have you heard God today? Did the Holy Spirit speak to you? Say, yes. The Holy Spirit spoke to me. Okay, what did the Holy Spirit say? The Holy Spirit said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, and whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Say, oh wow. I say, yes. Anything, even if you open your Bible and the only thing that you read was, in the beginning God made the heavens and the earth, you have heard God that day. Like I said, this podcast was what? Demystifying hearing God. Even if you open your Bible like this and the thing that you saw was, for our God is a consuming fire, you have heard God. That's God has spoken to you that day, my sister, my brother. God has spoken to you. You have heard God. So, read the Bible. I'm going to read a scripture for us, a very popular scripture, but I'm going to try and read it in different translations so it will kind of buttress the points that I'm trying to make. Because I'm saying read your Bible, it might sound like, what's this one? But the word of God, Bible says that the words that I speak are spirit and they are life. And Psalm 119:105 says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And I want to read it in different translations so you just kind of get what I'm saying. I'm starting with the New King James Version. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. New Living Translation says, your word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path. Easy to read version says, your word is like a lamp that guides my steps, a light that shows the path I should take. Easy English Bible says, your word is like a lamp that shines as my guide. It shows me the right way to live. And finally, I want to read the Passion Translation. The Passion Translation says, truth's shining light guides me in my choices and decisions. The revelation of your word makes my pathway clear. So in case you haven't gotten it, what all the scriptures are basically trying to say is that it is the word of God ultimately that will guide you in your choices, in your decisions. It says it is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. One of the translations that I just read says, it makes my pathway clear. So it is the word of God that gives you direction. Basically, that's what it says. It gives you direction. It shows you the path to take. It shows you where to go. So imagine if you're in a dark room, you don't know where to put your feet. If you are in a dark room, you don't know where to go. You don't know. You can turn and bump into somebody. You can turn and bump into something. I mean, if there is even danger, you cannot see it if the road is dark. But when there is light, you know where to put your step. You know where to go. And you can even see danger from afar. You can see that, oh, there's a pothole on somewhere on that road. So you start to figure out how you're going to navigate that pothole. I don't know if you get what I'm saying, but the word of God is the light that you need to navigate life. If you want to hear God, open your Bible. Just open your Bible and read. And when you read your Bible, just be assured that you have heard God. And like I said, dreams will come. Revelations will come. But don't put yourself under pressure. Don't put God in a box that he must speak through a dream or speak through revelations. And then again, some people might have the issue or confusion that, oh, how do I know that it's God talking to me? It's a passage that says, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. I think there's another passage that also says that the sheep knows the voice of the shepherd. So if another shepherd come that is not the shepherd of that particular sheep, the sheep will not follow. It knows the voice of its own shepherd. And how do you know the voice of your shepherd? It's by staying close to your shepherd. You are living with your shepherd. You constantly hear him speak. So at some point you get used to his voice. So you know the voice. But when you are just starting out hearing God, it might be quite difficult for you to differentiate between, oh, this is God speaking, this is Satan speaking, this is just my mind speaking. When God speaks to you, it will be clear without a doubt. You will know it as clear as you know your name, that it is God that has spoken to you. Okay, let me ask this question. When you became born again, when you confessed, you believe in your heart, you confessed with your mouth, you accepted Christ, you did all of that stuff, you were even baptized, and how did you know that you are born again? See, there was no dramatic, okay, for some people, some dramatic things happen, but I think for most people, there was no dramatic something. You just accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. How did you know? How do you know you are born again? How do you know that there is a God? You might not be able to prove that God exists. And that's what a lot of atheists are trying to use to sway a lot of people. You might not be able to prove that God exists. You might not be able to prove that Christianity is true and is real, but you know it in your heart that there is God. How do you know? See? Inner witness. Simple. When you received God, when you became born again, there was just this peace. You know when the Bible says peace that passes all understanding? There's just this peace that just comes. Now that is inner witness. And again, let me say that peace is also one of the greatest ways that you know that God is leading you, that you just have peace about a thing. You just have peace. And sometimes we create our own peace, so let me not lie. Sometimes you create peace for yourself. But you know the difference between your own peace and God's peace is that peace usually comes with an inner witness. The Bible says that the Spirit of God bears witness with our spirit that we're children of God. So, The Spirit of God bears witness with your spirit. That's the inner witness. And it comes with this peace that it says it passes understanding. You can't understand it. Other people may not even understand it. But you know, as clear as you know your name, that it is God that is asking you to do this thing. So it might be a bit fuzzy at first. It might be a bit confusing. You might even make a few mistakes. Sometimes you will hear and you will think it's God that you heard, and you later I discovered that it's not God that you hear. It's fine. I don't think if you are a true, genuine Christian, I don't think that God will just let you make mistakes in major decisions. You might make a few minor mistakes, but I mean, they are necessary for you to be able to discern that, oh, this is God and this is not God. And just helps you kind of get used to, oh, this is the way God speaks to me. So when there's another voice that is not God, you can easily recognize. If you did not take anything away from all that I said, please, one thing that you should take is that to hear God, read the Word of God. Once you open your Bible and you read the Word of God, you have heard God. Two, how do you know that it is God that you heard? Inner witness, peace. The same way that when you gave your life to God, you knew that you are now born again. Inner witness. That's how you know that that's God that spoke to you. And when God speaks, he's not going to leave you in confusion. It's going to be very clear. God is not an author of confusion. So if you heard a voice and the thing makes you very confused, very much unrest, like I said, God speaks. You know, God's instructions, God speaking to you always comes with peace. So if you heard a voice and the thing is giving you so much trouble in your heart, it's probably not God. So, I said what? Read your Bible, inner witness. Don't put yourself under pressure to dream or have some supernatural sign or some dramatic thing. Just keep reading the word of God. Keep praying. Be in constant communication with God, like constant communication throughout your day. Don't just pray in the morning and you go out and behave as if God does not exist, and you come back in the night and you remember, oh God, you now pray in the night. No, constant communication, constant, frequent, consistent communication with God. And then gradually you go to that place where, oh, you are seeing visions, you're having revelations, you're hearing an audible voice. It will come. All those things will come. But like I said, don't put yourself under pressure. Just keep reading your Bible and just keep talking to God, and then listening to sermons, messages, good pastors, people who preach the true word of God. Surround yourself with godly friends. Surround yourself with people who can hear God too. That thing is a very big factor that will also influence you. Surround yourself with people who can hear God too. And I'm ending on this note. Read the word of God. Read your Bible. Read your Bible. Read your Bible. So, with this few or many words of mine, I hope I have been able to convince you and not confuse you that reading the word of God is the key to hearing God. Thank you so much for listening. If you're new here, thank you so much. Please come back. Promise to start rolling out content consistently. And I have so much gist for you guys. Maybe I'll just dedicate one podcast to gist, like not every time, deep spiritual talk. Okay, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for listening. Once again, my name is Eme Dion, and you have been listening to In Between the Lines podcast. And this is bye-bye.